We are getting Dorado off of the rocks. We are getting Dorado off of the boats, Dorado off kayaks, Dorado off jet skis. One of these days, we're going to get Dorado in the dams, Vinesh.
From greys to sandies to honeys to diamonds to a couple of Zambezis to black fins, the inevitable fishing has been chaotic.
There you go, buddy. Hit it now!
This is the Angler News SA podcast. I'm Vanessa Green.
And here we go, guys. What a week in KZN. It has been an absolute steamer. It is summer full on. It is full blown. It is unrelentless. However, another thing that's unrelentless is the fishing. Guys, can you say Dorado? Of course you can, because that is the flavor of the week. It is the talk of the town. It is coming out virtually on all facets. Ski board, kayaks, even rock and surf. Now, that's not the only thing on the bikes. We've also got wahoo. We've got gray sharks. We've got huge shad. We've got bronze bream. We've got some freshwater action. Now, last week, Adam was telling us we could probably even catch a unicorn. Guys, down the south coast, I have no doubt one probably even came out this week, right? So we're going to get into all of it. We're going to get into the thick of this week's KZN fishing report with our reporters telling you the lowdown of what's going on, where it's going on, and what's going to happen this weekend. So let's kick it off. But before we do, guys, huge shout out to our sponsors, the Kingfisher.
The Kingfisher are the leading fishing tackle specialists. We stock gear for every facet of fishing, from carp to cooter, marlin to trout. Basically, everything. We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock, Durban to Pietermaritzburg. You can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
Thank you, the Kingfisher. Now, guys, just remember, the Kingfisher is open during this festive period, and their trading hours are available online. You can check it out on their social media pages as well as on their website. So they are there for you. They are open. They are ready to kit you out for the summer, because the summer is going to be truly epic. Just listen to how epic it's going to be, right? We're going to kick it off with Mike V, followed by Brad Krobler with the Durban Report.
Yes, the action has been very good the last few days. From greys to sandies to honeys to diamonds to a couple of Zambezis, few black fins, the inevitable fishing has been chaotic. Some days absolute gun smoke, other days battling for bite, but it's been very good. On the edible side, a couple of big shares still around, good couple of grunt on the Durban North beaches, up to 5-6 kilo size, couple of stumpies in the mix there. But yeah, the rock and surf side has been good. More north for the black fins, yeah, and everything in between. Lots and lots of grey sharks from the Eddington Beach all the way up to Belito, right through. Wherever you go, there should be a bite somewhere along the line. Fished 4 spots the other night, and we got greys everywhere and a couple small sandies in between. But yeah, it was very good. On the paddle ski and ski boat side, the guys have got lots of Dorado, lots of Kuta, there's Snook, there's, yeah, everything's warming up. It's very good. A lot of sailies around. I've heard of 1 or 2 small marlin as well. So yeah, that side is very good. Oaks fishing the bottoms for the Beck Doggers, things like that. Slow down a little bit, but yeah, they're still there. Durban Bay, Springer came wild over the weekend. Lots of kingies, lots of Springer, some big grunters in the mix again in the bay. 1 or 2 small cobs still around, but yeah, as it's getting into the season, I think everything started a little bit late, but the guys had a good time this weekend. Let's just hope it carries on with some decent weather. Thanks, guys. Have a good one. This is Mike V for ANSA News.
Brad Yarlinski, Fishing Charters. Fishing report off Durban ski boat area. The water's warmed up to a nice 24 degrees. There was lots and lots of game fish. The tuna, wahoo, lots and lots of Dorado out there. All some nice, pretty good sizes in that 67 kilogram range. Over the last week, there's also been quite a few saltfish in the shallows in that 35 meter zone. Yeah, on the bottom fishing side, we haven't been doing much of it. On the other boats, are still getting their slingers, soldiers, rock hogs, and stuff like that. So guys, if you've got the time and want to get out to have some real fun, go out into the deep, get yourself some good game fish. This is Brad for Angling New South Africa. Speak to you guys all next week.
Well, how's that for a start? How's that to kick off the show, right? I mean, there is fishing on all fronts, exactly like what I said on my intro. Now, let's get into the freshwater side with Jan, with what's been going on in the Midlands, where things are not as predicted. However, there are certain species that are gobbling up the baits.
Hey there, guys. So, summer's here with a vengeance. It's about 100 degrees outside,
And as somebody said recently, can we please have a bit of winter back? There hasn't been much rain over the last week, so the rivers can't be looking too bad. But I only have one sole, single, solitary river return from the Natal Fly Fishers Club anglers, and no doubt it's part of that end-of-year rush. Schools closing, business functions, etc. The current return, however, comes from the NFFC beats on the Bushman's River, and the anglers had a field day with good numbers of brown trout from 9 to 11 inches, that is 23 to 28 centimeters, through to the 13 to 15 inch to 33 to 38 centimeter class. Guys, it's time to hit the rivers as soon as things quieten down. With three returns, we had some more fish coming out of the NFFC Stillwater anglers, some solid rainbows in the 15 to 17 inch, that is 38 to 43 centimeter class, and all the way through to 19 to 21 inch, 48, that is to 53 centimeter bracket, found their way to the net. Word from the water says that anything green is the current flavor, along with the minnow pattern. The water temperature is about 18 degrees. Summer is considered prime bass time, and while news from local waters, Midmar and Albert Falls is not exactly forthcoming, that's just telling us the bass are not also quite not playing the game. But there have been a couple of good fish reported. Maritzburg-based angler Jermaine Joseph taking the honors with a 3.4 kilogram fish this week that took a liking to his offering at Albert Falls. Papoy anglers are doing well, however, at Albert Falls with carp, tilapia, and redbreast using sweet, quote-unquote, dips and floats. Top spot again is Sterkfontein Dam, with a population of yellowfish and reports that the season is now cooking in high gear. With the current heat wave, waters have warmed up nicely, plenty of terrestrials falling out of the sky and onto the water surface, and the fish are feeding frenzy. While hoppers have been on the menu for Sterkies for a while, but we also know that small brown beetle, Christmas beetle as we know it, with a small black scarab beetle, very popular food items for the yellows. So guys, head north, and do stop into the Kingfisher Maritzburg for the best in tackle advice. This is Jan Karabal reporting from Kingfisher Maritzburg for Angler News South Africa from the Midlands.
Thank you, Jan. Yes, I totally get it. The guys are rounding off this year. And yeah, it is strange about the bass, but at least we've got the carp and those yellows on a feeding frenzy. Now let's go on to the North Coast, where Savika says it has been really quiet. Most of the regular suspects around the Stangers, Inkwazi, Blydale area, they have been fishing closer towards Durban because the fishing just hasn't really been fireworks up there. However, on the offshore side, moving up north, well, that's definitely been fireworks. Once again, it's been Dorado all week long. But along with that Dorado, there's been some yellows and there has been some bullfish. So offshore fishing up on the North Coast is certainly a cooker if it's not just the weather that's cooking right now. Now let's switch to the other end. We've done Durban. Let's see what's happening down the South Coast with Ray Thompson kicking it off from those areas of Warner Beach right down to Pennington and Park Rennie.
So yes, there are shade down the South Coast, but the water temperature has warmed up quite considerably. Very few bronze bream being caught and even less cob, unfortunately, due to the warm water temperatures. However, there have been quite a few grey sharks in that vicinity. Paisley, Amdoni, all the way through to Scottsboro, there's been the odd sand shark, the small little 5 to 6 kilo sand sharks in that vicinity, as well as a few shad. So yes, get out there and wet a line. There are shad around and there are lots of blacktail and stone bream to be caught, so go take your kids down there and have a lot of fun down in that vicinity, the middle South Coast. Comas up to Warners has been very quiet, except for Warners, Baggies, and Ilovo, all the way through to Nyoni Rocks, to be quite honest. There's been a lot of small sand sharks, again, those 5 to 20 kilo sandies in that area, obviously fishing on a bank, using a mackerel as bait. Incoming tide definitely being the preferred one, about 2 to 3 hours incoming, late afternoon with hot conditions that we've had over the last couple of days have definitely turned our sand sharks on. However, in the Westerly, we are still getting quite a few grey sharks and up to 14, 15 kilos as well. So whether it's a Northeasterly or Southwesterly, there are definitely fish to be had on the South Coast. Warner Beach area, guys. Go out there and enjoy yourself. This is Ray Thompson for Angler News South Africa.
Great stuff, Mr. Thompson. I love it. What a start to the South Coast. Now, where it gets even better is with Don Solomon, where he is loving the conditions from the diving side of the South Coast.
Yes, it's been magnificent. Insane condition. Day after day has been full-on diving, super flat, very clean in most of the areas. Yeah, it's just been fantastic spearfishing. There's been some really weird water around. Some of the water temperature's been up there at 24, 24 and a half degrees. So there's a weird simmer cone has pulled in, which has definitely shaken things up a bit because there was lots of reports of beautiful conditions and not much fish. There's been a few snook around, a couple of small Russia fatty bronzies around. There's been no reports of cooter. There's been like the odd one sighting over the last 2-3 weeks, but I haven't heard of anything actually coming out. There's a lot of yellowtail around, Cape yellowtail. But yeah, this cold water that's pulled in definitely got all the fish onto the pinnacles. I think Saturday morning, probably until just after midday, is going to be game on, I think. Although the rest of the week is looking pretty good. As we're signing out, Don Solomon from the Hibiscus Underwater Club for Angling News South Africa.
Thank you, Don. Great stuff with what's been going on the diving side. Looking very favorable, and we will look out for next week's report. Now, we've saved the best for last for a reason, because the South Coast report is probably the best we've had in a long time, and we've been going on since, I'd say, May, with an amazing report of what's been going on down the South Coast. I mean, they've went way beyond the purple patch, right? And this week has been truly knocked out of the park. If we thought the South Coast had bragging rights throughout this last couple of months, this week really just took it to another level. I'm going to leave Adam to tell you all about it.
Good day, Vinesh. It definitely has been awesome down in the South Coast. Guys, it is definitely summer. It's been piping hot here. But the fishing has been exceptionally good. You know, we might just land up catching that unicorn after all, Vinesh. And don't laugh, because we are getting Dorado off of the rocks. We are getting Dorado off of the boats, Dorado off kayaks, Dorado off jet skis. One of these days, we're going to get Dorado in the dams, Vinesh. And when it happens, I'm going to be like, I told you so. So, yeah, it's been absolutely great. We've had a really good Dorado run so far. You know, things have been really good for us. We haven't had one of these sort of runs, and the numbers, I would say, and again, guys can correct me if I'm wrong, in quite a very long time, particularly off the rocks and even the ski boats, Vinesh. You know, at this stage, anything is possible. And, you know, just a quick mention to Kurbus getting, you know, a nice Dorado off Orange Rocks, you know, on his last day of holiday. Well done, bud. You know, we've had Orange Rocks really been sort of hitting and missing. There's been a bit of sharks around there, but to catch a Dorado, really, really well done. And again, you know, Dorado down in Port Edward, it's just, what? I mean, what is going on, Vinesh? It's definitely summer season. We've got Teal getting himself some beautiful sandies a bit further up north in the Mzumbi area. We've had Bream. We've had, you know, nice cave bass popping up. You know, just shad, big shad. By urine, it's a nice shad, you know, in the Sheppey area. So big shad as well. So it's just been exceptionally good, and I'm so glad, because it's kind of just really worked itself into season with the holiday makers. Guys going out in the ski boats are getting some good fish. Guys off the rocks are getting some good fish. You know, on the freshwater side of things, it hasn't been fireworks, but at this stage, Vinesh, with the heat and everything else, who wouldn't want to be by the ocean? You know, that is for sure. We're getting some lovely rock salmon down the side. So yes, it has been good down on the South Coast. We just got to remember things can change in an instance, guys. So let's just keep that in mind. I don't even know what you say tackle-wise coming to the coast. Guys, if you're coming down for holiday, bring everything. I don't care. Bring your carp rod. Bring the kitchen sink. Bring your bass boat. Bring just anything and everything, because it's all happening down here. And it's really exciting at this stage. So well done to all the anglers out there. Awesome catches. Otherwise, guys, have an awesome week. Stay safe. Tight lines. And let's see those catches. And almost happy holidays.
Adam Lyon, you are an absolute legend with that report. I couldn't have said it better myself. Guys, if that doesn't make you want to get out and go fishing right now, I don't know what will. I mean, I am going out Dorado fishing right now, straight after this podcast. I can't wait. I'm excited with all the fish that are coming out. I mean, just on Wednesday, the 11th, right? I mean, this report is coming out on Thursday. This is how fresh the content is. A yellowtail, Les Governor, our cover angler, got that off Margate Pier. Where do you get yellowtail off the rocks? Where do you get Dorado off the rocks? And I'm not just talking one or two or three or four. There's been a good couple of them. And like Adam said, the rock salmon are some of the biggest that I've ever seen. So the fishing is truly remarkable. It is epic. It is mind-blowing. It is out of this world. It is summer and we are going fishing. We will be back next week. So until then.
This is the Angler News SA podcast. I'm Vanessa Green. Find more episodes at ecr.co.za under podcasts or your favorite podcast app. Let's fish for the future.